at Domino's. Jamie Chicken Meat, pick up or delivery.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, what's up?
What you doing?
What do you do this every week for?
Because I got to test the microphones.
Like, what? I mean, where are you calling from?
It's from the Hudson Valley in New York. We do a radio show every week.
And I
just want to make sure everything sounded good for the phone patch thingy.
I was just wondering, because I answer a lot of them, so.
Oh, I see. So everything sounds good this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
Bye,
telephone.
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 Party 93.4.
Telephone.
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 The phone show.
Telephone.
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 102.5.
Telephone.
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 Live on the air.
Hey everyone, this is RBCP, and you're listening to The Phone Show, and also tonight we have...
Linear.
And...
All right, Spessa.
Spessa live in the studio.
I am not live in the studio.
Yeah, you suck as always.
I really like your enthusiasm, though.
But Spessa, on the other hand, is bringing something to the show tonight. Tonight, we're going to perform a live abortion on the air.
I'm not... performing it. I'm having the
That's
abortion.
Right.
It's gonna be a blast.
That's right.
Who's the father of your unborn?
That's the problem, is I have no idea, so I wasn't, you know, comfortable.
If you are the father of Spessa's unborn child, please give the phone show a call at, I don't know the number,
505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
And I want you to pay for half of this abortion.
If you call in. Yeah, that's all we have going on the show tonight. So we need phone calls. 505.
Well, we don't. I mean, an abortion takes roughly an hour. I'd imagine.
Oh anyway, no. I'm pretty skilled at this. I say 15 minutes tops for this abortion.
I'm pretty sure this might be the first live abortion.
Possibly. It's just too bad we don't have a stick-em going so we can see it live on the camera.
I feel like I'm in competent hands.
Yeah, so make phone calls to us, 505-796-4020. It's good to be back, I guess. It's been like 3 weeks since we've been here, like actually doing a live show. The last 3 weeks have sucked because I've just been doing them on vacation.
And apparently we've lost all of our listeners in that time, since only like 4 people are listening.
No, there's actually 10 now. It's jumped up just a little bit.
I bet they're all relay ops.
Doesn't anyone love us anymore?
No one ever loved you, Spessa.
Alright, here's music until somebody decides to call in. Or I guess we could just take a call. Hi, caller person.
Oh my god, it's LBCP.
No, I'm Spessa. RBCP is the other one.
Hi. Yeah. I'm RBCP.
Oh, yeah, that's RBCP.
RBCP is the baggy sounding one.
Yeah, the aging, middle aged one.
Yeah, he's almost 50 and still makes prank phone calls.
Yeah.
I'm tired of you guys making fun of me.
It's Aaron, if you remember me. Raptor, otherwise known as.
Yeah, we know Raptor from the forums.
Yeah.
That never logs in anymore.
Yeah,
you discover
I read your blog
something.
Now more than the forums, to be honest.
You probably got a girlfriend and you don't think Phone Losers is cool anymore?
Negative on both of those.
Oh, you're just a traitor then.
He's got a boyfriend.
No. No.
I see what you did there.
But yeah, I'm a Spessa fan, actually. The, Motel 6 calls from a long time ago are probably some of my favorite of all time.
Say thank you, Spessa. Don't just scowl at me.
Yeah, you're angry that you informed all your viewers to call in.
I'm really not comfortable with appreciation.
She's preparing for the abortion. You have to excuse her.
Oh, God.
I'm cleaning up.
Yeah, I've been listening to the phone show kind of casually, as at least on podcasts, but I guess I finally realized I could actually call in.
Is this the first time you've called in?
Yeah, to anything, I think.
And can you tell us whatever happened to I Love Internet 24/7? Did I get her grounded for life?
I don't know.
Is this the first time you've ever called in to anything ever?
Yeah, this is the first time I've used a phone.
That's crazy.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, the instruction manual was pretty complicated.
So I love Internet 24/7 was a girl from our forums, and how old was she?
Six.
At that time, she was around 13 years old.
Yeah, and I am mailed. I sent her. Was it something I sent her? Yeah, that's what I did. I sent her in the mail a picture that I colored with crayons to send to Raptor because somebody requested it. I forget how it worked.
I thought that was a joke account. I didn't realize that was actually a 13-year-old girl.
No, she was a real
person. I actually have the picture, believe it or not.
Apparently, you didn't give it to her?
Apparently, parents of 13-year-old girls don't like it when I send their daughters like pictures with crayons that say "Love RBCP."
Especially since it was a drawing of your cock.
Oh God,
that was a bad idea.
Yeah, that's why the police were notified. Yeah, she starts high school in tomorrow.
Wow,
the day after tomorrow. Same. Tell her going back to school too.
Tell her hugs and kisses from RBCP.
Yeah. So is there any prankery going on tonight?
No.
Just the abortion.
Yeah, just the abortion. Yeah. That's kind of a prank when you think about it. there's no 900 numbers going on tonight or anything like that. But we did prank call the
people. I think it was like one of the first episodes. You just called random people in the state trying to find out if you were on the air. And it's obviously 1 a.m. for them, too.
Yeah, we're pretty sure this whole FM radio thing is a big sham.
That's why I'm allowed to say fuck now.
Fuck.
But a fucky.
You can say fuck too, Raptor.
Try it.
Fuck.
There you go.
This oh my god. Using a phone and the first time you ever said fuck. This is a big night for you.
Pretty much. The first time I've ever talked to RBCP.
So we're going to let you go, Raptor, unless you have anything interesting to say.
Interesting?
I didn't think so.
Oh, I have one phone-related triumph.
Okay.
So my school replaced all the phone handsets in all the classrooms, and I work with IT there, so I saw when they were throwing them all away, the old ones. So I snagged one, and it's hanging on the inside of my locker's door.
You're going to get expelled for that.
Yeah.
I'm so old that we didn't have phones in our classrooms when I was in school.
What'd they have, like a tin can and some shit?
Yeah, we had like a string attached to bells or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Linear wants to know what school you go to. Please answer the question.
What school I go to?
Redirect.
Is there going to be some kind of like SWAT team sent there on the first day?
What do you take us for?
I'd rather avoid that.
Remember, this is going back to something no one cares about, but remember when PhoneLosers.net was hijacked by that Chris Jia guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
Were you part of the call where we were all on a teleconference where we called a school and had the principal tell him that his parents had died?
No. I think I made my own phone calls to Chris Jia. But no, I didn't even hear about that. Or if I did, I've forgotten because I'm old and forgetful.
Yeah, it was back when teleconferences were cool and you couldn't do them on Skype. You had to do them illegal ways, so, you know, we're old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you ever get the chance to tell somebody that their parents have died, you might want to.
Yeah, it's always hilarious, boys and girls, to call up high schools and tell random students that their parents are dead.
Yeah, that goes over real well the next day.
All right, so we're letting you go, Raptor, and we're going to play a song now.
All right. It's been
thanks
a pleasure talking to all
fan.
Of you.
Yeah, thanks for loving Spessa. She really needs it. She has low self-esteem.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. This is bell control to lineman Bob. You've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole. And there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a phone pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is being checked or troubled.
Okay. Hi, you're on the phone show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Great. You just interrupted our Rob T. Firefly's song. So this better be good.
I'm terribly sorry for that gay-ass shit. CDC wins, bitch.
Yeah, I agree. So you sound like you're talking through a, like, you know, a voice changer thing. Or do you just have, like, a really low, weird voice?
Rude.
Well, I didn't mean it to be rude.
He's talking through one of those, what are the trach things where he had his voice removed because he smoked or whatever.
Okay, he hung up on us. I guess I offended somebody. Tracheotomies and abortions, that's the phone show. Back to the music.
You try your call again later.
I've fixed 100,000 lines. I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo, 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole? Far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe. There's not much I can do.
Pizza, are you calling for delivery tonight?
Pick up?
Oh, okay.
What
would you like?
A personal pepperoni.
One of those little ones?
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a waste. Okay,
that's what I'm ordering, so it doesn't matter if it's a waste or not.
Well, I think it's a waste, but
well,
okay.
Well, that's your opinion. You're paid to take orders and make pizzas, not give your opinion.
Fuck you, okay?
I'm not giving you a pizza. Excuse me, let me talk to your manager.
No, why don't you go fucking go to the store and buy yourself
Listen, a pizza. Bitch.
No ass wife.
Give me your fucking manager.
No hemorrhoid face. Why don't you just go
I'm coming down there and talk to your manager right
fuck
now,
off.
Bitch.
Welcome to WeakNetNet Laboratories.
I got one.
Okay, you're on the air. You really are, I promise. So we got our friend Beck that hung up earlier.
With the shitty voice.
Who are you, sir? I mean, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Just great.
Let's skip the niceties. What's the point of your call?
The point of my call is, does AIDS wash off?
At times, yes.
At times.
Yeah. It's,
okay. It was kind of hard to hear. He asked if AIDS washes off. Was that right?
That's correct.
Well, that can be tricky.
Yep.
What would you recommend for washing off?
I'm going to give some shout-outs, then I want to get off the air.
Okay, who are your shout-outs to, sir?
My shout-outs are to Blind Assassin, Everclear Chris, Hacker Jax, and G-Ratty.
Woohoo! All of them. I love all those guys. And he hung up.
Wow.
I hope he calls back. Back to the me.
Are we on the air right now?
Okay, now you're on the air. Hello, how are you?
No, I'm on the air. I'm doing great. What's your name exactly?
Brad Carter.
Brad Carter.
This isn't Domino's,
right, well,
is
this
it?
This is Blind Assassin, and I was calling in just to, you know, tell, what is it, Sepessa, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Sepessa.
You say it however you want.
It turns her on
oh,
when you
so you're like that,
fuck
huh?
it up.
Well, I'm the dad. I'm calling in. It's official. I'm the dad, and you can't abort the baby.
It's settled then. No abortion on tonight's show.
We were...
Well, it's not that you can't abort it. It's just that, you know, I was kind of hoping to go all Tom Cruise on it, but, you know, you're going to deny me that if you abort it there on the show. So, at least if nothing else, you know, put it in a little bottle, blend it up, you know, add in, make it like a martini, and then give me every other weekend visitation with it.
My legs are already in the stirrups.
Your legs are in the stirrups?
Yeah, so...
Pictures or it didn't happen. Throw that shit up on your website.
We really don't have anything else planned for the show, so if the abortion doesn't happen, I mean...
You have nothing else planned for the show except for an abortion.
Yeah.
Wow, who the hell markets you guys? Like, I mean, how do
we market ourselves.
You do? So it's like you guys just put it up all on your own? That's pretty rad.
I have a lot of sex with random strangers just for the show.
We're also sponsored by the company that's doing Spess's abortion, so that helps.
Who would they be?
Planned Parenthood. Brad's a doctor.
Oh, it's just, you know, beep, 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 doctor? What the hell did you just say?
According to my resume, anyway.
Dr.
Oh, so you're the doctor, OBGYN, Brad.
Yeah, you can call me Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Get
32
it?
32 flavors of blue. Man. What the hell do you get a name like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, you know, they didn't put anything original on that little PhD they gave you, right?
Yep. You're questioning our creativity. I mean,
I'm not questioning your creativity. I'm just saying you need to kick it up a notch. I mean, like, goddamn, here it is, like 1:30 a.m. my time, and listen to me, I'm just talking like nothing.
You sure are.
You guys are sitting back like it's the end of your day or something. You're doing a radio show. Come on.
It's a pretend radio show.
You realize it's not like a real radio show.
Lizzie Borden, Cult of the Dead Cow, Ryan Jones. Are you familiar with this motherfucker?
Ryan Jones? No, we know Cult of the
Ryan
Jones.
Well, anyway, I don't know if he's listening tonight, but he updated it on his Facebook status. I really like the guy, so I thought I was going to call in and, you know.
Is this some kind of revenge thing because Linear silly stringed their talk back in 2000 at DEF CON?
Revenge? No. This has nothing to do with that. I don't bother with the politics of all that bullshit. I was just calling in just to, you know, mess with you guys. What's going on?
Oh,
so
nothing.
Basically, the abortion is the only thing you guys have planned, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So... Hey, are you guys taking requests? How about that? Would
requests?
You be able to play a song for me? How about that?
Yeah, our playlist is kind of limited. I listen to mostly things like Hillary Duff and...
Huh?
crud. Okay, so like apparently we actually weren't on the air just now when we were talking, because I almost shut down our entire system. But hi, who's this calling?
Bob Saget.
Wow, hi Bob.
Hello, RBCP.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Buffalo, New York.
And, pardon my ignorance, but is Buffalo, New York happen to be in the Hudson Valley?
No.
No, it does not.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed.
Go read a map.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you and read a map.
Okay.
Oh, no, but, did you have anything to say tonight?
Huh?
Did you have anything to say tonight? Or questions or requests or anything?
Butt sex?
Butt sex. We can do that.
We have a lot of butt sex on the show, actually. That's going to be the second half. It's going to be the second half of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Keep listening after the first hour of the show is over, and you will not be disappointed.
Oh, I'll be sure to tune in. I only called because I saw it on Facebook.
Okay, great.
Well, goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling in. Oh, by the way, okay, we were talking to a guy a minute ago, and we got disconnected because I almost shut down the computer, I think. I don't know what happened there, but I apologize for hanging up on you, even though you were kind of boring. The Cult of the Dead Cow guy. Linear, are you still there? Okay, I think we may have lost Linear. I suck at this whole radio thing. Keep trying to call in people, and hopefully I won't hang up on you. Okay, hi, Boring. Oh, hold on 1 second.
Hey.
Hi, Boring Guy. You're back on the air. I'm very sorry for hanging up on you.
Shit, no problem. I'm boring though. What's that? Fuck that noise. You guys are over here like, oh, all we have is an abortion lined up. I just wanted to make a simple request and you hung up on me.
Please continue your endless rant.
My endless rant. I mean, you know, you set the settings so that, you know, what does system do when lid closes? Nothing.
He's continuing.
Good.
All right, well, anyway, basically, TLDR, I want to make a request. You guys still open for that?
Yes, as long as it's Hillary Duff.
Can you take this off of, like, YouTube or something?
Okay.
Why don't you guys have, like, a chat room going on so you can interact with more people?
God damn it, just say your request and shut up!
Because we don't want to chat with you.
Motherfucker is for Style Council. Shout to the top to Kimono, Cupcake, Hacker Jacks, Everclear, and the rest of the gang. They know who they are. They're listening.
Okay, we're going to play that.
You better. Pancake party up in this bitch, motherfucker.
That's right. Woo!
That was awesome.
My mother, I can rent fortnightly. Mother, cause at the bank trying to pay me. And I'm out from my account cause out on AP.
On AP!
Yeah, you know me. Mother, I could charge a $2 transaction fee. Makes my payment short, my rent comes back to me. Minus a $25 penalty. So you feed me cause of your mother, I can feed. Read the word, I'm a ATM slip. Said we're all mother, I guess, and we're ucking with this shit. Come on.
Too many mother, I guess, ucking with my shit.
My transaction shit.
Okay, so you're on the air, sir. You're calling from Chicago?
I'm on the air, really?
Yeah.
Like, actually on it? Like, standing on it?
For reals.
I didn't know that was possible.
Now you know. So, you're in Chicago?
I'm in Chicago. I didn't know that.
I know my area codes. Who's this?
Yes, you obviously do.
Ah, you're just showing off.
Yeah.
This is Colonel Panic.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Wow, I'm a big fan. I'm really honored to be talking to you.
Oh, really? You're a big fan of mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours. I was actually just on my way out to pick up some smoke.
Wow.
Like, so I'm calling you on my cellular phone.
Thank you for using your cellular phone.
Which carrier do you use?
Verizon.
That's not bad.
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay, so I kind of get you confused sometimes with Mr. Doc from the forums, but you're not the one that runs the Flight of the Green Dragon server, are you?
Does that still exist?
No.
Or Lord of the...
Flight of the Green Dragon?
Yeah, something like that. I can't think of the URL.
It's plaotgd.com.
L-O-T-G.
Yeah.
Something like
P-L-A-L-O-T-G.
That.
P-L-A-L-O-T-G.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not, no.
Okay, that's Mr. Dot.
Hey, it still does exist.
I'm the guy who's got the Crank Prank time phone for my avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, how long have you been doing this radio show?
I think since March, is that right, Linear?
Yeah, I think March was the first one we did where it wasn't just you seeing if it worked.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. Like, how does this work out? Is this just an internet radio station, or?
Well, no, supposedly
being broadcast. Like, are we actually really like on the air? Like,
we heard a rumor that we're on the air.
The rumor is that we're on the air in the Hudson Valley, New York, on 102.5 FM. But
no one has ever called to confirm that.
Suspiciously.
And we haven't been fined for saying fuck a lot yet. So.
Fuckity fuck, fuckity fuck.
Really? Well, would you get fined or would they get... I mean, you wouldn't get fined, would you? I mean, you're not working at the radio station,
we're not
right?
getting paid, so not we're
sure
not
how
getting
that works.
Fined.
But apparently the FCC...
I mean, you're just like sitting at a computer. Are you at home?
Yeah, we're just in our houses. We don't fly to New York or anything. But apparently the
RBCP, you never tell anyone on the internet where you are. Come on.
Yeah, the laws are supposedly a little more lenient regarding the F word on on radio.
Which
at,
one's
at
that?
At nighttime, I mean.
Fart.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't say it.
Cut it out, Spess. You're going to get us thrown off. Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually had the pleasure of meeting Rob P. Firefly about... what was it, about a month, 2 months ago, maybe?
One of his Illinois visits?
Yep. He came and visited our hackerspace, and then we had a geek prom. Our hackerspace, like, put on this geek prom.
That's cool. Yeah, I heard about that on Rogue's
Twitter. Like, a big dance, and then there was, like, people had exhibits of projects they were working on. And
was he doing a lot of flashing, like, his penis, opening his trench coat?
Oh, I didn't see his penis, thank God.
No.
We heard a lot of...
I didn't bring a magnifying glass either, so...
But if you want to see his penis, go to www.robvincent.net.
Okay, I will not go there. Wait, I've been to that website. I never saw his penis.
No, you weren't looking hard enough.
You're not clicking on the right
thing.
You
didn't tell me his penis.
There's lots of icons there.
It's subliminal. It's there. It's just you don't really realize what you're looking at.
You have to blink every
five seconds. Is it in that weird animated background? You still have that weird animated GIF background?
If you blink a lot, it'll kind of appear...
Oh.
It's one of those magic eyes from the 90s. You have to cross your eyes a little bit.
He's got a magic eye of his penis?
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about RTS
penis.
Man,
that guy is really high tech.
Yeah, it was very cutting edge in 1998.
Yeah.
Science.
It works.
I'm going to have to find out. I want to make a magic eye out of some random object I have lying around the house. That'd be pretty cool.
Give us a call and tell us what you want to make a magic eye out of it.
Not my penis, though.
Or my abortion spoken for.
Your abortion. This guy is going to—he's going to get custody of the abortion after you have it.
Yeah, well, we're running a little low on time right now, so I'm not sure the abortion's going to happen, even though we promised it.
It was the only thing planned for the show.
I have to have this baby.
Possibly. Because we're out of time
on
the phone show.
Do you have one of those Dyson vacuum cleaners?
I actually do. It's pink.
The kind with the little whirlwind tornado thing in the middle?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure you could do an abortion with one of those.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, we could probably cut 5 minutes off of the abortion.
This collaboration is really helpful. I think we're doing a great job.
This is a public service.
Well, I think we're going to go back to playing some music. I'm really happy you called in, though.
Well, yeah, it's great talking with you. Yeah, and now that I know about the show, I will... oh, by the way, I heard about the show on Facebook.
Ah, okay.
Put a little plug in there for Facebook.
Yeah.
No one knows about Facebook.
Yeah,
but
if you're not on Twitter, Facebook yet, go to...
I heard about it on Twitter.
Go to Facebook.com. It's FACEBOOK.com.
Is it a good time to mention who our sponsor is tonight?
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Have a good one.
Yeah, Facebook.com. There's a phone losers group there, and there's a linear... Wait, are you on Facebook linear?
I'm on Facebook, but I'm not friends with any of you fucking morons.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, you don't want to get trolled by me?
Come on. I don't know. I don't like any of you enough
Everybody
to actually
loves
be on
it.
Facebook.
I wonder if it's a good time to mention that we now have a big, gigantic Twitter thing on the side of phonelosers.org with everybody's Twitter names listed on the bottom of it. And
I don't think it's a good time. I think maybe you should go back in time.
Okay, we're not going to mention that. We're going to play music now.
Okay.
Okay. Music. With my balance shit. How many motherfuckers? I'm too many to count, motherfuckers. The motherfucker runs a rig. Then you can learn to cope with stress.
Sure.
Hey, Mike. You're on the air. How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Great. You should talk as loud as possible.
Okay. I was calling because I wanted to talk about something me and my friends were doing earlier. And I was actually thinking about the show while I was doing it.
Are you calling from Fort... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We play a lot of video games, you know? And
who would have thought?
We were playing Halo, you know? And, like, you can talk to people while you're playing, like other people in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
And, like a lot of them are, like, little kids and stuff, you know, like 14, 15. And we were like, and you know, there's a lot of like older people who smoke pot and play a lot of video games. But we were just like encouraging kids to fucking, you know, smoke pot and be bad people.
I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, I felt bad afterwards, but it was just so damn funny. I couldn't stop myself.
Like, sounds hilarious.
Like 14-year-olds aren't smoking pot already.
They probably smoke more pot than you do.
That's what's surprising, you know? I mean, maybe they were just messing with me. I don't know. Paranoid,
they're probably like, this stupid old guy, he thinks we've never touched pot before.
Yeah, you know, and you know, saying, you know, pot's good, and like telling them to like try a little bit of alcohol and you know, maybe a little whatever else, but stay away from the hard stuff, you know, like don't do crank, don't do fucking methamphetamine.
That's a public service, not encouraging that.
Yeah, you know, so it's like a little good, a little bad, you know, just keeping everybody
so you heard it here, kids. Smoke pot and drink a lot and stuff, but
stay away from the hard stuff.
Yeah,
meth with meth.
No crack and meth.
Pot can be your anti drug.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. This one kid said his sister died from smoking pot, and you know.
Did you laugh at him and?
Well, I mean, the thing was, I'd already gone so far that I really hesitated, you know, because, I mean, how does that even happen? I don't even believe that, really, but...
Wait, he died from smoking pot?
His sister died from smoking pot, so I was like...
She was that one person that died from smoking pot, you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't know, it's like lurking in the back, I was like, what do I say? I hesitated, you know? Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was a very detailed story.
It's good. It's good. Good times.
Yep.
You know, just playing weird.
Is it over yet?
Well, I hope you continue to corrupt children on Xbox Live.
Since they're like 13 or 14 years old, RBCB might want their address. I'll send them drawings.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, if you could collect addresses for me and email them to me, I'd really appreciate it.
I will get right on that. I'll get right on that.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah. Love the show, man.
Thanks a lot.
Man, I can't think of anything more fascinating than pot stories.
Aliens from outer space are sleeping. 5796-4020.
or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Hello, Pete. How can I help you?
Yeah, you guys still delivering?
It depends. Are you really fat?
What's that?
Are you fat?
Am I fat?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Are you drunk?
No.
Alright, okay. Are you white?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we can do business.
Right on. That sounds good.
Oh, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. Do you have a college education?
No. But I do have a diploma and I was an ex-Marine.
That just doesn't cut it nowadays.
Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, who are you?
Hi. Wait, what?
Who are you?
Who am I? Oh, that's not important. Well, what's the girl's name who's having the abortion tonight?
We're hanging up on you because you won't be straight with us and won't tell us who you are, and it's just not going to happen.
Just make up a name, man.
God damn.
I don't know why I did that. I just had an outburst.
You need to calm down, RBCG.
So, Spessa, what have you been up to this weekend?
Fuck you. Okay, at 2300 Pacific, and you can figure out what time that is in your time zone, I'm going to play 10 songs in a row. And every single song has some telephone reference in it. And you are
Me?
Going... Yeah, you.
No, not you, Lanier. You're not eligible. Okay, so this is a contest. We're doing a contest tonight.
You send an email to...
It's radio at phonelosers.org.
And tell us however many of the songs that you know. And whoever gets the most wins some piece of garbage.
No. They have to tell something about the songs.
Oh, yeah. You need to tell us what part of the song refers to the telephone.
Yeah.
And then you win.
Or telecommunications of some sort.
I bet you definitely can't just go on Google and look up the lyrics and find out. Oh, fuck. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a contest. Listen to all the songs. And try and remember and write them down or whatever and talk and email us at radio@phonelosers.org, you know, what the phone references are. And do they win a prize, Spessa?
Absolutely, but I don't guarantee that the songs are awesome or anything. They might totally suck.
So you have to listen to an hour of just complete crap after the phone show is over.
It's not even an hour, is it? It's 10 songs and...
Well, in a row?
Not in a row. I'm going to be playing my own Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan type music.
Is it possible that one of the Hilary Duff or Lindsay Lohan songs has a phone reference?
No fucking way.
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Hell no.
Yeah.
So play to win.
Yeah, play to win, people. And I was trying to get you to talk about what we did this weekend. With the sign hacking.
Oh.
Because we're hackers and we hack signs.
That thing. Okay. So you want me to tell people to go to signhacker.com and read?
No, don't do that. Don't tell them about that. Just tell them your story.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't go to sign hack. Okay, she's not in the mood. Apparently this whole abortion thing has got her down.
No. We drove by a sign.
You know, a road sign, a road construction sign that flashes messages about road construction.
Yeah. I'm going to guess where this story's going. You
important
hacked that sign.
Important messages to warn drivers what they need to do to stay safe.
Avoid zombies?
Yeah, well, we made it say something else because Brad loves paul.com.com.
I do.
So now
better
the
than
sign
all the,
says
those
hack
fucking
naked.
Retards at Security Justice.
Yeah. So I sat on the ground behind the sign for about 40 minutes.
Well, I picked blackberries. But, I mean, that was just a diversion. I was trying... Like, the road was really busy. There was lots of traffic going by on this road. So I was trying to get the attention to go to me instead of to the sign that Spessa was sitting on the ground behind for, like, 45 minutes.
In broad daylight.
Pretty sneaky, Brad.
Yep. I sat by my car and texted for a while, and then I went over and I tried to be really obvious about picking blackberries. And I was wearing a hack-naked t-shirt from paul.com.com.
And, did you flash anyone your dick?
Just me.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of girl.
But Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, she changed the sign and it said Hack Naked.
And then we took a picture.
And if you don't believe us, you can go to signhacker.com. And you know, Spess is a lot more hardcore than me because she kept opening up the whole front of the sign, like this gigantic panel. She kept pulling it up. It's like about the size of a car hood. And as people were driving by staring at us, just looking at what we were doing, and she kept reaching in there and pushing these buttons and resetting the sign. And
I went to signhacker.com. This picture is obviously Photoshopped.
Shut up. Okay, we're still taking calls.
We are?
Yeah, we're still taking... Well, I mean, you know, we would take calls if people were calling in. Well, anyway, like...
Or if we wanted to talk to people.
That's right. So,
there's a call.
Okay, well, it's an unknown call, and I'm tired of talking to that unknown guy.
It might be my favorite guy.
Oh, we love that guy.
I don't want to risk it. It's this annoying guy that's been calling in all night. From Cult of the Dead Cow, and he just wants to do a bunch of shout-outs and
stuff.
But
he shaves his balls.
I wish someone who was from Cult of the Dead Cow would actually call. That would be interesting.
Mildly.
So if you're calling and you're not unknown, please call us. And, you know, you've got, like, I don't know, 5 or so minutes to still get a phone call in.
It's otherwise, 10:57.
There's two unknown callers. One of them's got to not be that guy. Roll the dice.
Okay, call back unknown people. I'm going to pick up on you right now.
And he's going to physically abuse me if it's that guy. So don't be that guy.
Okay.
Glad I'm not in the studio.
Oh, someone's calling in from 505, which is some sort of service. Okay, we're putting two callers on the air right now.
Hey, what's going on?
Which one of you are more
Ryan
interesting?
From Long Beach.
Okay. Oh, damn it.
Oh, he's saying a name this time, so we don't hang up on him.
Yeah, something like that.
Hello.
Hello again. How are you?
I am doing
you're
great.
You're not going to do the abortion. You can't kill two with one stone. The first on-air abortion as compared to the fastest abortion ever.
We still have 2 minutes.
2 minutes left.
Of the
I've got two words for it. Whatever you guys do with like the remains coming out of her, slap chop. That's the two words for the abortion.
Okay.
You win the prize.
I win the prize? What do I win?
There's no
prize. This is where you hang up or something? Hey,
yep.
How about this? If you guys do actually have 2 minutes left, play that song. The Style Council, Shout to the Top.
I've got it queued up, and it's going to be playing next.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, he does.
I'm lying. Okay, hold
on. No.
Yeah, I hope that guy calls back next week.
Well, thanks for calling in, and please call back next week.
All right, I will, and I'll probably not be so
jerk.
Viral next
Why?
Time.
Because you might be out of cocaine?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
anyway, you guys have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Don't be a dick. Play that song. Okay, thanks. Bye.
It will be next. Okay, and then there's somebody else calling in from what claims to be the 505 area code, but I'm sure is not. Hello, sir. Who are you?
Come on, Cupcake. Cult of the Dead Cow, Office of Special Services.
Why are you so sexist that you determined that was a man before you even heard the voice?
I just assumed that our listeners were male. I don't know.
There are no women.
I apologize, Rogue and Jen and Drolly.
And all you other whores.
All the other bitches. Oh, the 505 guy hung up.
Ooh, 954.
Florida, hello. Florida, hello. You're the last
Turn
call
your
on the
damn
phone
radio
show.
Down.
Oh. It's Fizz Freak.
Fizz Freak?
And I'm wearing shorts.
Hot.
Can you take them off?
Take them off?
Yeah, take them off. And I'll take mine off at the same time.
They are on the floor.
Oh my god, you're not wearing underwear?
I am.
You're disgusting.
I wasn't talking to you.
All right, YouTube, touch dicks.
I touch yours, or do you touch mine?
God, I love a good touch dicks joke.
You pick. So how are you doing this evening? You're the last caller. How's it feel?
Oh, I feel splendid.
Do you have any stories to tell or questions to ask?
Yeah, you're the last caller. This better be good.
I got scammed today. Tried to by serial killer.
Serial killer from the forums.
Facebook.
Yeah. Got
from a Nigerian scammer.
Yeah.
I never trusted that guy. I think I'm going to delete his account right now.
Maybe he's Nigerian.
I always figured he probably was.
In that case, we should completely trust him. I don't want to be racist.
So you're not going to tell us how you got scammed, I guess?
So mysterious.
It's okay. You can be just mysterious.
Let our imaginations run wild.
If the story is really awful, let's just leave it to imagination.
Okay.
Oh, you want to hear the story?
Not anymore.
Well, as long as it's not boring.
I mean, we might want to hear the story, but chances are...
Well, there's a gun involved.
Oh, we better not, then.
We don't agree.
I guess that's
it. Does it have anything to do with shooting it up into the air and going, ah?
Well, it was over the internet, so it wasn't that interesting.
God damn.
A gun over the internet?
What's the world coming to?
I hate you teenagers today.
He's in London.
2009.
He's in London on a vacation.
Holiday?
And, he's on vacation.
Okay.
And he got robbed at a hotel where he's staying at.
And Dex called.
All my money and my stuff got stolen at a gunpoint. But I'm very lucky I still have my passport with me. What I need now is a financial help. Can you loan me some money to complete my ticket fee?
That's a Facebook scam that's been going on for like months now.
Because there are no guns in England.
Did you actually send him money? You're fucking retarded.
I sent him $600.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe you for 5 seconds.
He's stuck in London.
Send me $600 to prove it. To prove that you ever had
$600. I'm stuck in London, too.
So, Fizz Freak, we're hanging... Well, I mean, you can hang out with us for a minute while we talk about this contest that's going to happen for the next hour on Party934.com.
Wow, contest.
Yeah.
You could win...
Wow.
I can tell you're excited about this. You could win a
PLA... How do you enter?
You could win a PLA t-shirt... by listening to songs for the next hour and not logging off like everyone usually immediately does after the phone show.
And I know I'll be logging off.
And what you have to do is just kind of write down what you think the name of the song is. It's okay if you don't actually identify it, right, Spessa?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, just kind of tell us what the phone reference is in each song and what you think the name of the song is. It's okay if you don't know what it is.
As long as I know that you heard the song... then I'll accept that entry.
And I think we're just going to give away one t-shirt tonight. Yeah. And you know, whoever emails the most songs and phone references in each of the songs to radio@phonelosers.org. And they'll win a t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Yep, I'll take pictures of every t-shirt in the closet, and you can pick the one you want.
It's going to be exciting.
I'm excited.
I am too. I'm going to enter, actually.
You can't be a fan of the band.
You can't be a fan?
This is, like, really cool.
Yep.
I knew it was.
Yep. Look how excited we've got Fizz Freak.
I'm flabbergasted.
This is too much stimulation for one day for that guy.
He has a raging boner.
And I'm not wearing my shorts.
Not anymore.
Okay, well, anyway, that's pretty much the end of the phone show tonight. On that note of Fizz Freak's boner.
If you'd like to see Fizz Freak's boner, go to...
Send us an email at radio@phonelosers.org. And while you're emailing that address, you should email us the list of all the songs that you heard over the next 1 hour, along with all the phone references to those songs, and whoever does the best job of that. If that even made any sense, and if anybody understood that.
I think we've explained it like 4 times, so if no one understands...
screw all of you if you don't get it.
Yeah.
No one's going to enter the contest. Just send an email, and I'm sure you'll win.
We're probably just going to make
it... It can be blank. Just send it.
Meg, if it says Spessa, then I'll feel really good and send you 2 t-shirts.
That's right. So thanks,
everyone. It doesn't even have to be spelled right.
Boner? What? I didn't...
Wait. My interest was piqued.
And if you don't want to stick around for the contest, remember we promised that other guy butt sex this next hour.
Oh, God. Do we have to live up to that promise?
Either that or abortion. I mean,
we fell through on the abortion, so...
You don't know that. I'm still working on it myself here.
We were just quiet about it.
You're a really good doctor, RBCP.
I'm an old pro at abortions, too. So
I rock.
We're a good team.
Yeah, so that's the end of the phone show. It's 11:06, and, you know, it's time to just play a bunch of crappy music for the next hour.
Are we going to be back next week?
But lots of phone music. Yes, we are going to be back next week.
Of course.
I'm doing the live... regular phone show and not just some crappy thing from whatever room I'm staying in.
Should we tell them the secret about how this whole show has been pre-recorded?
God damn it, Linear.
We fooled you all.
This is pre-recorded?
I bet you're surprised, aren't you?
How did you know what I was going to say?
Now I bet you're going to say, how did you know what I was going to say?
Oh, it must suck to be just so transparent.
All right.
Nah,
bye,
I'm
fags.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for calling in, Fizz Freak.
Nope. No problem.
Bye.
Professionalism, Spessa.
How'd you know it was her?
I fart.
Bye, everyone. See you
bye,
next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Fizz Freak.
I am sitting on the sofa. There's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Genie!
And he found a little bottle and out popped Barbara Eden. But she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson.